The former boiling water reactor near Genoa is entering the final stages of dismantling since being closed down 20 years ago. The vessel is being shipped by rail to a disposal site in South Carolina. NukeWatch spokeswoman Bonnie Irver says the vessel, which housed steam generation, may not be terribly dangerous anymore, but she's concerned for people who come in contact with spent nuclear waste from Wisconsin.
The fact that they're moving this radioactive shipment to Barnwell, South Carolina, other parts of the reactor, the containment building itself is going out to Utah. The energy is used here. The people that then will have to suffer future with the radioactive waste that we produce here from our electric usage, I think, is the injustice.
While Irfer says some 200 millirems per hour could be emitted to a person standing by the reactor vessel for an hour, Darylin Power disputes that. Spokesman Roger Christian says emission would be less than what's allowed by law.
The maximum, if you were a meter from the reactor vessel or from any shipment, would be 10 millirem per hour, and we have significantly less than that.
The reactor vessel will ship by rail at an unspecified time this next month. Details are kept secret under Homeland Security rules. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio, La Crosse.